Daytime exterior of the school. Burton's annual spring concert. Interior hallways of the Burton Preparatory. Parents walk past the long bulletin board. Backstage, Nyla approaches her daughter.
Mom, it's okay.
Who smiles and makes her way to the stage. Joe enters the busy stage area.
Slow down, Mr. Healy. This isn't the Indy 500. Sorry, you look wonderful. Thanks, VP Bell.
The stage is bustling. Harper and her kids enter the school.
All right, you two. Make sure you have everything. Oh, wait, Tyler, is that mustard on your shirt? Come here.
Harper reaches into her purse and pulls out a tissue, wiping his lapel.
You silly.
Lance enters carrying a stuffy.
Dorothy can't forget Toto.
Thanks.
He hands the stuffy to Phoebe.
Okay, there you go. All set. Go backstage. We'll be in the front watching.
Lance waves.
Hurry, come on.
Harper smiles. They begin to stroll down the hallway.
Actually, I was thinking I should sit somewhere else. Give me some space.
Why? So we could be the topic of school gossip?
Maybe I'll take video from the back then.
Lance turns and walks away. Harper is frustrated.
Hi, Penny.
Did you hear?
Penny glances down the hall.
Kelly Smith's online dating.
Oh.
I tried it after my divorce, and trust me, there were a lot of duds out there.
She shakes her head.
I guess we all can't have marriages like yours. Honestly, what is the secret to your success?
Oh, sorry, Penny. I don't kiss and tell.
Okay. See you later.
Okay. I'll see you in there.
Penny raises her hand as she walks away. Harper nervously chuckles. Harper takes a moment to adjust herself and walks down the hallway. She waves to another couple. She turns and walks into the women's washroom. She stops. She begins to check each stall door. She places her orange purse on the wash area. She begins to rinse her hands, shakes them dry, and pulls towels endlessly. She kicks the garbage can, frustrated. She catches the attention of Joe, Nyla, and Tori, who begin to make their way towards the women's washroom. Harper takes a moment to gather her composure in front of the mirror. She grabs her purse. She exhales and smiles. She exits into the hallway.
Harper?
Harper turns.
Hi. Nyla, Mara's mom, right?
Yes. And this is Tori, her godmom. Harper is the school's PR specialist and organizer of everything in between.
Nice to meet you.
They shake hands.
So is that the PR or the everything in between?
Nyla turns to Tori, scowling.
Are you okay?
I guess that everyone's gonna know soon enough. So my husband just asked for a separation. No biggie. I'm sure we'll work it out. Excuse me, I just need some fresh air.
Harper turns.
You know what? Me too.
Nyla joins her and looks back at Tori, nodding.
Sorry.
Tori races to catch up.
In fact, I was thinking we should celebrate.
Yeah.
Okay, let's call it a date.
Oh.
Joe notices the other women.
I'm sorry, Monsieur Jean. Could we pick this up another time?
Of course, yeah. Okay. I'll see you after the concert.
Thank you.
Joe's suitor leaves.
Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt, VP Bell.
No interruption. In fact, I'm not even sure what the protocol is. I
can look into it if you want.
Oh, that's okay, Harper. I don't need PR on it. Why aren't you guys in your seats? The show's about to start.
My husband and I are on a little bit of a break.
And I haven't gotten emotional about Abdi's passing for months, but tonight...
Tori lends a hand for comfort.
Well, my date bailed on me when he found out I'm adopting a baby girl.
What?
Oh. Nyla hugs Tori.
Thank you.
Well, other than the baby news, it doesn't seem like any of us are having a particularly great night.
Harper expresses the obvious.
Except, look at the four of us. Confiding and kind of dishing on
our love lives, or lack of it.
It did feel really good to just let all that out.
And it's all in the vault. Even your faculty affair.
No affair.
The girls share a laugh together.
Love club. A picture?
The school photographer approaches, offering a shot. The girls look around, confused.
Ladies.
Then notice the bulletin board. The love club.
Why not? This love club could actually be fun.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Chorus Studios presents...
Smile.
The photographer snaps shots. A Nikki Ray Media Agency production. The Love Club Moms. Harper. Janelle Williams. Mark Taylor. Ashley Newbra. Rebecca Dalton, Nazneen Contractor. Corey Lipman. Monica Rodriguez Knox. Mark Sr. 7 months later, a photo collage of Harper's children. Harper writes in the whiteboard calendar.
Oh, I agree. It's great PR for the school and the community, so it's a win-win.
Lance enters the room.
All right. Perfect.
Sets the marker on the table.
The food drive's organized.
Yeah, it is. Maybe I'll run the food truck idea by the city planner when I talk about my other proposal, since our wonderful counselor, Colin Locke, has probably ignored it like he has all my other ideas.
She tosses the pamphlet in the open garbage can.
Lance, how many times do I have to tell you? You always have something on
She goes to wipe his lapel.
I think we need to talk.
The kids begin to race down the stairs. Harper brushes back her hair and smiles.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, you two. You almost ready?
I am. Don't have any socks.
Don't worry, you've got plenty at my place. Okay?
Is that where they've all gone? I was beginning to wonder if the washer machine gobbled them all up. All right, you guys go finish packing for your dads. Phoebe, help your brother, okay? Oh, wait, don't forget your homework.
Phoebe nods, and they go back upstairs.
So I was thinking, what about a family dinner?
I know this is hard. But I think it's time that we file for a divorce.
Harper is stunned.
What? Why? Things are going so well. We're an even better team since the separation.
Harper, I've met someone.
Harper is devastated. She fights back the tears and manages a smile.
I think I'll make the cupcakes. Yeah.
Harper turns into the kitchen, begins gathering the supplies. Lance looks away awkwardly.
Sorry.
He turns and begins to walk up the stairs towards the children's bedrooms. Photos of the family adorn the walls. A framed shot of their wedding day sits on the mantelpiece. Harper sits on the edge of the bed. She wiggles the wedding ring on her hand. And she pulls it from her finger and sets it down on the bed. A picture of the Love Club in a black frame. She smiles slightly and picks up her phone.
Hey there, my fellow Love Clubbers. Can you believe it's been a year since we all agreed to keep our personal lives in the vault?
Tori kisses her baby, Alice.
Well, the Love Club vault. Because you three are the only ones I can trust to lean on. Because we know rumors spread in our community, just like little fires that can burn you.
Joe drops the roof.
And I have one that I'd really like to get ahead of with the help of my besties, because we all know how well that's worked out for us in the past.
Nyla sits at her desk, sketching.
So how about we do lunch? Send me your avails and we'll pop it in the calendar.
Nyla grabs her phone.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Harper forces a smile and exhales deeply. Daytime exterior of the Radius restaurant. The pink rose sits as part of the centerpiece. The girls gather at the table. Harper finishes sending a message. Joe looks for the waitstaff. Tori sips from her water.
Harper? Oh, so sorry, ladies. I just have to forward a client their press release. Oh, and the butcher for the barbecue.
I can't believe you've gone this long without an assistant. I would die without Drew.
I'm just a good multitasker.
Or an overachiever.
The girls share a smile.
Oh, Nyla, did you grab me those shoes you brought in from Raymond's?
I did, and after I drop off Mara to her friends, I will bring them to you.
Perfect.
Wow, she's become super social.
I know. I wish Abdi was still here, because I don't know if I can do this whole teenage thing on my own.
Well, don't look at me. New stepmom here.
I'm a newbie also, but we'll sort all that out after we sort out Miss Harper.
Harper is still distracted on her phone.
Oh. Nothing to sort.
I just thought I should let you all know that Lance and I are getting an official divorce.
The girls are stunned.
Oh, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
Nyla offers support.
Yeah, that must be so hard. But you saw it coming, right?
No, I didn't.
Nyla gives Tori a little nudge.
So what happened? Did you both talk and agree it was time?
He wants to start dating other people.
Tori is surprised.
Now,
as is Joe.
Who is ready for some appies?
Tori is in disbelief.
Appies? Forget appies. We need drinks.
Oh, who is she? Does her kid go to our school? Because as principal, can make it a little uncomfortable for her.
It doesn't matter who she is. And I'm fine, really. Because I have so many people that love me. My kids, you three, the community, everyone at my PR firm. Which reminds me, please don't forget about my annual barbecue. This year, I'm raising awareness on builders who are skirting zoning laws. Now, where is this waiter?
Harper impatiently gets up from the table. The girls watch on.
Okay, is it just me, or is her energy unusually frenetic today?
Oh, it's off the charts.
What do we do? Because Harper does not accept failure, and that's how she's gonna see this.
Just give it time. I did after Abdi, and divorce is like death.
Best we can do is just be there for her when her bubble bursts.
Harper complains.
And when it does, look out.
The girls all express concern. Harper's annual barbecue. Salads. A couple have drinks near the buffet table. Harper's annual barbecue.
Did we get the wrong time?
No, it's right. I think they're just late.
Harper approaches in a green summer dress.
Hey.
She scans the yard.
I don't get it. I mean, where is everybody? Did I put the wrong date on the announcement?
Tori checks her phone.
Nope. It's the right one.
Maybe it's because of our counselor's campaign barbecue?
The hunky one?
Harper feigns disgust.
I love my man, but you all think it too.
I don't.
Did you miss the flyer?
Of course I didn't. I just ignored it because I have no interest in what that hack, not hunk, Colin Locke is doing. I mean, who would oppose my bid for wider sidewalks on Main Street? Colin Locke, that's who.
Well, word on the street is he's single again, so...
The girl's attention turns to the neighboring party.
Well, now we know where most of your barbecue is.
Harper storms off, unimpressed. Nyla takes Tori's drink. She places them on the side tray of the barbecue. She takes one last bite, sets down the plate, brushing her hands. Silver, blue, and white balloons. Vote for Colin Locke. A full-size cutout of Colin. The neighbors are gathered in mass attendance. They have wine samplings set up.
Thank you for coming, and remember, if you re-elect me, I will continue to fight for you. Yes.
He wears a light suit and a green shirt. The love club approaches. Colin shakes hands.
Don't forget, Liz. Thursday is my campaign cocktail hour, and I got a martini with your name.
Oh, heck no. I mean, that's the night my company is hosting the school ambassador's night. I will not let him take that from me, too.
Harper makes a beeline towards Colin. Tori shakes her head disapprovingly.
I think you know exactly what our writing needs.
Well, thank you, Penny. I can always count on you for your support.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that.
Sorry, excuse me. Sorry, Penny. A word counselor?
Penny turns and exits.
Harper, right? I recognize you from City Hall. In fact, if I didn't know better, I'd think you were in office here there so often.
Well, that's because I do know this writing. And a very important night for the school falls on your little campaign cocktail hour.
Well, then just bring your party over to mine. The more the merrier, right?
No, it's not. I have hosted this ambassador's night for years, just like my annual barbecue, which you hijacked to spew your rhetoric, whereas my event was actually raising awareness.
Well, I'm truly sorry you feel that way, but my campaign manager, Ronnie, over there, would have my hide if I canceled, so. I don't mean to steal your thunder.
What? No, this isn't about...
Harper, visibly frustrated, turns and leaves. She grabs one of his signs off an easel and tosses it. The love club reacts in surprise.
Hey, I think that bubble just burst.
The girls turn to catch up with Harper.
Don't worry about her. Harper's just always been the community cheerleader.
Colin is impressed.
Really?
He turns his gaze towards Ronnie, his assistant. Ronnie looks at Harper and back at Colin, nodding. The girls clean up the table.
Share Ambassador's Night? Please, if he knew anything about this community, he'd know how important that night is.
Well, the election is in 2 weeks, and that man needs to campaign.
Oh, come on. His only competitor is some kid straight out of business school.
Oh.
The girls throw a subtle hint.
Hello, ladies.
Colin approaches.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, party's over.
Oh, too bad. Oh, these look delicious. Did you make them?
Hey.
Colin reaches for a treat.
Look, Harper, I hear you champion most of what goes on in this community. And I could really use someone like you on my team. Strong, respected woman. So I'm here to ask if you do me the honor and work with me.
Really?
The Love Club approves.
Well, I'm sorry, counselor, but I actually get things done quite well on my own.
And they're disappointed.
Oh, well, guess you can't fault a guy for trying. Although if you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Colin glances to the girls.
Ladies, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. Bye.
The girls are charmed. Harper is disgusted.
Did you hear that? Trying to use his political charm on me. Well, I am no fool.
Actually, you are.
Excuse me?
That man just offered you a seat at the table. Cozying up to someone at City Hall to push your agenda isn't the worst idea.
Tori actually has a good point.
Plus, you're so persuasive, you will have him orbiting in Harper's world in no time.
Harper concedes.
Okay, fine. I'll think about it. But only to get what I need from him.
She defiantly turns away.
Do you actually think this will keep her mind off the divorce?
If that man can't, I don't know what will.
Daytime exterior of Colin Locke's election office. Workers take calls. Signs adorn the walls.
She's been in public relations for 10 years, the school's PR specialist for 5, and head of the Parents Association for 8. And that doesn't include all of the community initiatives she spearheaded over the years.
Ronnie presents to Colin.
The optics of having a woman like this by your side is gold.
Mayor's office gold, which is the end game.
Ronnie nods.
So, now I have to convince her to work with us.
To show her some of that lock charm?
I don't know. It hasn't worked on her so far.
Ronnie looks towards reception.
There she is.
Excuse me. Tell me where Colin Locke's office is.
Last thing. A divorce is being finalized with 2 kids, boy and a girl.
Got it. Oh, and
espresso.
Send her in. Oh.
Colin readjusts the picture of his daughter.
Harper, hi.
Hi.
Ronnie.
Nice to meet you.
They shake.
Colin's just waiting for you. Mara, is there anything I can get for you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Harper strolls towards Colin's office, her purse in hand.
Harper, wonderful to see you again. Can I get you something? Coffee? Tea? Actually, I have a feeling you're an espresso person.
I am, but I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, please have a seat.
Colin pulls out her chair.
I'm not going to lie, I was thrilled when I heard you wanted to have a meeting.
Oh, well, introductory meeting. I thought about your olive branch, and if you're serious about it, I could direct you on some initiatives that need to get done, as long as you're committed to passing them through City Hall.
Absolutely. And I meant what I said. You're an immense force in the community.
Well, my family's lived here for over 60 years. I genuinely love it.
Colin smiles. Harper looks to the windowsill.
Is that your daughter?
Yeah, that's Amelia. The only one I can't say no to.
Harper smiles.
Which always makes the guilt of divorce harder. In fact, I have an 8-legged creature to prove it. She has an odd affection for spiders. So I thought it'd be fun to have one at Dad's. I just wish someone told me that tarantulas live for 20 years. Because it's been 5 and that thing shows no signs of aging.
It sounds like she would enjoy Nature Club. My Phoebe goes every Saturday. It's wonderful.
See, this is why I need you working with me. So, what do you say?
Harper grabs her phone.
Well, I actually have a meeting back at the office, but maybe later I can bring by my initiatives.
Great, great. Should I order dinner? Italian, Thai? Actually, let me guess. Sushi.
Harper is pleasantly surprised.
I'll have eaten, but thank you.
Sure.
Colin watches as she walks off. He smiles warmly as Ronnie enters the room, his arms outstretched.
So, mayor's office, here we come.
Daytime exterior, Harper's house. Inside, Harper sits on the couch, going over proposals and sipping wine.
Well, Mara is knee-deep in Lego.
Thank you for bringing her over to watch the kids.
Oh, I'll be here too. I mean, she's with her friend so much, I like to spend time with her when I can.
Oh, and help yourself to some sushi. Mm. I have a lot to go over with Colin, so it's going to be a while. I really hope you're all right and he actually delivers on what I want done.
Oh, I think he can.
Don't tell me you're all moon-eyed.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Anyways, I'll see you later. Thank
Bye.
You.
Yeah, of course.
Nyla sits on the couch, her legs crossed, chopsticks in hand. Nighttime exterior of the cityscape. Colin Locke campaign office.
Here's my list of proposals I've developed, starting with my campaign to add feeding rooms to all public facilities. I've really, really been championing this one because I know how desperate you are as a mom when your baby needs feeding and you feel like you can't.
Wow, well, you sure keep busy. I think we actually have some of the same ideas.
Hmm. Then why would you oppose my bid to widen sidewalks?
Because it would interfere with my plan for more bike lanes.
I hadn't thought of that.
So does that mean you'll push that agenda in the community?
If you can get the city to agree to add more trash receptacles, then yes.
Deal.
Colin makes a subtle gesture celebrating the victory.
Okay, now, about your campaign cocktail hour, I suggest you reschedule.
Why? What's so important about this ambassador's night?
Because it recognizes the parents who have worked hard for the school, many of whom are the city's most influential people.
Colin ponders for a moment.
Okay, how about this? I'll reschedule if you agree to have me speak at your event.
Fine, as long as you agree to stay and mingle.
It'd be my pleasure.
Done.
Oh, hang on. Second, this is my daughter.
Colin grabs his phone.
Actually, we've covered a lot tonight, so I'll just see you at the event.
Harper gathers up her papers and places them into a folder.
Oh, there's my girl.
His daughter wears big sunglasses.
Are those new sunglasses in our favorite color?
Do you like them?
Of course I do, and they make you look like a very cool princess.
Aw, thanks, Daddy.
So what are you up to?
The girls pick up empty wine glasses and put away snacks from the evening.
Thank you so much for coming. Bye, have a good night.
Welcome, Burton ambassadors. Penny approaches.
Harper, this was the best event to date. I mean, what a coup getting Colin Locke here. How did you do it?
Oh, you know me. I get things done.
Penny smiles and struts over to Colin.
Hey,
Colin.
Did you really like it?
Such a way with words.
Oh, you're too much.
We should discuss it for dinner sometime.
Well, so far, you've been right. This has been a big win. Mm-hmm. Because after tonight's success, I doubt I'll lose any more of my flock.
Joe notices Penny flirting.
Except you might want to get rid of Penny so that our counselor can go home.
She's relentless.
Colin finds an out.
Okay, thanks. Oh, it looks like he was able to peel himself away. We'll let you bask in your success.
Come on.
Nyla and Joe exit.
There she is, the hostess with the mostest. Look, Harper, before I leave, I just want to say a big thank you for showing me why this event was so important.
You're welcome. You still have a lot to learn.
Oh, you will not let me off the hook, will you?
Absolutely not.
Do you think maybe their teamwork could be successful in another way?
You mean Harper and Colin?
Yes, she's a really great supporter.
She might be the only one he can't charm.
Not yet.
Joe, what are you cooking?
Joe poses, angelic.
Thank you again.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Harper turns and walks away. Penny steps in, ready to strike.
Why don't we walk out together?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Joe, I'll get the door for you.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Joe closes the door behind Penny.
I'm not
amateur that we met this evening, Joe Bell, school principal. I oversee Harper's schedule, and I just wanted to confirm that you'd be available tomorrow to have lunch to discuss some more issues.
Colin is surprised.
Sure, what time?
But remains calm.
1 o'clock at Radius?
I'll be there.
Great.
Joe opens the door for Colin. Penny is waiting on the other side. Nyla shakes her head. Harper steps in.
What was that about?
Well, as your self-appointed assistant, I have booked a lunch with Colin tomorrow, seeing as you have so much you want to get done.
Thanks, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Harper happily smiles and walks away.
I know what you're doing, and I worry that she's not ready. I mean, losing her flock, that's just a metaphor for...
Losing Lance? I know, but she lost him a year ago. It's time for us to step in and help her move on.
Joe and Nyla share a look. Nyla concedes. Daytime exterior of Colin's office. Inside, Ronnie puts up new posters. Colin enters the space. Ronnie sits behind a desk.
How was book club?
Funny. Everyone loved me. And not just because of my charisma, but because I spoke to the issues Harper brought to the table.
Huh. Ronnie stands up and grabs the folder from the desk.
Like this feeding room proposal?
Exactly.
Then you should take the lead on it. It'll boost your ratings with the mommy vote big time.
Except it's been Harper's baby. And I could tell it's personal for her.
Come on, what does it matter who gets the credit? Actually, scratch that. It matters if you get the credit.
I don't know, Ronnie.
Relax. She'll just be happy if you get it passed. Because if you want to run for mayor, being the guy who does stuff like this will get you there.
Colin looks at Ronnie, unconvinced.
Remember why you hired me, Colin. Because I know the nice guys finish last. So?
He hands him the folder.
Just get it passed. And then smooth it over with her with all of that charisma.
Colin avoids eye contact.
Gonna make a call, but I'll be back, okay?
Ronnie taps him on the shoulder as he walks past. Colin begins to thumb through the folder. He pulls a single sheet from the report and begins reading it. He's impressed. Daytime exterior of the Radius. Inside, Harper checks her phone as she walks to her table.
There she is, right on schedule.
Well, I believe everyone's time is valuable.
I agree.
They sit at the table.
So, what's this? Your campaign page states you're making an announcement later?
It actually has to do with your feeding room proposal.
The moms are going to be thrilled. I mean, aside from being my passion project, knowing I got it done will help with my vote for parent council, which I'm sure you know all about.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm sure what you care about most is that it gets passed.
Harper reaches for her phone.
School office.
Everything all right?
Yeah, it appears my son has a stomach bug. School principal, 1 second. Hi, Joe. Is everything okay? Are you sure he's faking it? Is that him throwing up? I'll be right there. Sorry, I gotta run.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Kids always come first. But before you go, remember, we're in this together.
Colin smiles and winks.
Right.
Harper is cautious and unconvinced. Colin struggles with his choice. Nighttime exterior of Harper's house.
Yeah, I know your tummy doesn't feel nice, but... Do you remember what I did last year for Phoebe?
Her son lies on the couch.
I know you didn't. Well, we started with some ginger ale, crackers, and...
He smiles wide.
Unlimited iPad use, just to distract you from those little tiny tummy goblins, okay?
He nods approvingly.
It's going to be in the next room. So if you need anything, what are you going to do? Call me. Okay. All right, I love you. Come, let's tuck you in all the way up.
Harper shifts the blanket up under his arms.
Don't worry, it's gonna be okay.
He nods.
Love you, kiddo.
Harper gets up from the couch. A picture of her son eating ice cream.
I was sure he was faking it to get out of school.
Except Nyla's home with Mara, who also has it. So are you sure you just didn't want to spoil your lunch plan?
Hey, how's the big guy? Oh,
he's nursing some chicken soup. I'm sure he'll be right as rain.
Well, here's to you, a super mom at home. And in the community.
They raise their teas.
The moms are going to love the feeding rooms.
I know. It's so great. But I can't take all the credit because you guys did convince me to work with him on all this.
Harper turns on the TV.
Oh, there he is.
Some big news at a city hall today regarding your riding.
Gosh, the camera loves him.
The girls snack.
First, your rival bowed out of the race, paving your way to re-election. And second, a big initiative has been approved.
That's right. City Council has agreed to install private feeding rooms for new mothers and their babies at all our public facilities.
Is this something you've been championing for a while?
It is, and it's an initiative that I'm very passionate about because we all know how important it is to support new parents. It wasn't too long ago I was one, which is why we need people like myself in City Hall who can make things happen.
Harper is furious, crushing her snack in her hands. She turns off the TV.
And that is what we call a power move.
But that doesn't matter anymore, though, right? Because you got what you wanted.
Harper fumes.
Of course. That's all that matters. I mean, everyone knows around here that I'm the one that gets things done. It's why they love me.
Of course they do.
And you should still use Colin for whatever you want.
Actually, I don't think I need him anymore. Because I have a better way to keep my flock. I'll just do his job.
Joe is confused.
That's right, ladies. You are looking at Burton's newest candidate for city councilor.
The girls are shocked and surprised.
Now, excuse me while I go be sick.
Harper quickly exits.
Huh.
Tori sits back.
So much for your agenda.
Yeah.
Daytime exterior of the city streets. Burton Park City Hall. Interior. Harper walks down the hallway, wearing a long purple skirt and white blouse.
Thank you, Mayor Lewis. We'll talk later.
All right, take care.
Hey, Harper.
Colin jogs to catch up.
How's everyone feeling? Did the stomach bug clear up?
Everyone's super. Thank you. And I see you're doing great, getting congratulated by the mayor for your passionate initiative, I see.
You are right to be ticked at me, and I wanted to explain the other day.
That it's all just politics. Don't worry. I get it.
Really? Well, that's great. And thank you for understanding.
Of course. Because I don't want to campaign on a platform of mudslinging.
Colin is aghast.
Sorry, what?
Well,
Councilor Locke, can I get a picture of you and your new opponent, please?
A photographer approaches them. Harper moves back beside Colin.
Opponent?
Oh, that's right. I have officially thrown my hat in the ring for city council.
She smiles.
Are you okay? You look a little green.
The photographer wants their attention.
Candidates, smile, please.
Colin is dumbfounded, but finally manages a smile.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harper smirks at Colin and walks away. Colin is speechless.
I think that's the first bad photo I've ever seen of him.
Not Harper. That girl is glowing.
Harper excitedly enters.
All right, I've got 10 days to get everyone fired up to vote for me, but I'm confident because I have you ladies as my campaign team.
Joe is taken back.
Oh, I don't think that's what we meant by our little impromptu club.
Supporting one another is a form of love.
Hey, I'm game to head this up.
Whoa, who made you the leader? I am a school principal.
And I run a publishing house?
And not that I need to be the boss, but as a fashion buyer, I do have great instincts.
Hey, ladies, look at all of us. We are all superwomen. So let's put our heads together and get this done. Joe?
Well, I could put together a campaign website based on the schools.
Okay.
And I can have my printer put a rush on some pamphlets.
And I'll design the campaign t-shirts. I already have a couple of ideas. We can do Vote Harper, or we can use what Colin said. Harper makes it happen.
I love that. I love that. Let me just throw it back in his smarmy little face because we are going to make this happen.
Harper high fives the girls.
Ooh. All right. 10 days.
They gather around the island and look over Harper's plans. Drinking wine and sharing ideas. Nyla presents her Vote Harper designs. Complete with buttons. Harper Price for Burton Park City Council. Nyla shows off the Harper Makes It Happen t-shirts. Tori flaunting her pamphlet pull. Harper hugs Nyla. The sun begins to set over the cityscape. Burton Park City Hall. City Council debate.
I know I said we're here to support Harper, but I have to agree with Joe. This isn't feeling very love clubbing.
I'm actually digging this new angle. We could always use more women in positions of power.
Nyla nods in agreement.
May I have your attention, please? As Burton School principal, I am thrilled to welcome you all as we bring you our riding's final electoral debate.
Joe stands at the podium.
That was so good.
Now, please, welcome to the stage our current counselor running for re-election, Colin Locke.
Nyla applauds. Nice. Tori stops her. Colin enters, waving at the audience. Penny expresses her excitement.
Next, and new to the race, but no stranger to Burton, mom and powerhouse at all that she does, our very own Harper Price.
Harper enters the stage with a wide smile, waving warmly. Penny is a little more reserved.
To kick off the debate, our first question was submitted by Penny Patterson.
Penny smiles.
Of course. Her question is, what further measures would you take to support our mothers and families in our community?
Oh, let me jump in on that and start by saying that everyone knows that the families in our community are my top priority. My own family has lived in Burton Park for over 60 years. And not to mention that I was also the one who proposed the idea for feeding stations and championed it on behalf of all the mothers.
A proposal I brought to a successful vote in City Hall.
Which is all that you did, and which I would prioritize as your counselor.
A position my opponent has never held.
Because, as you've heard from our lovely MC, I have clearly been very busy with my successful endeavors.
Which is impressive, although it sounds like you may have too much on your plate to really focus on the issues at hand.
Harper is surprised.
Whereas myself, I only wear one hat, and that is of your counselor.
Oh, I can handle it. In fact, everyone knows that multitasking is a woman's forte. So I'll take your hat and a few others.
She winks.
All right, then, let's talk about that. And why you suddenly decided to run so late in the game.
To support my community, of course.
Maybe, or was it because you felt you didn't get credit where it was due?
Ronnie signals for him to shut it down.
And this is all just to get back at me.
Really? Your ego is that big that you think I'm simply running to get back at you?
Well, you were perfectly happy to work with me before all this.
Yeah, to get what I wanted out of it.
Joe is startled.
Well, I was, and I am happy to work with you. In fact, I'll work with anyone to do what's best for the community.
Time out. Everyone to their benches. Let's move on to the next question so we're not here all night, shall we? Okay, let me just find that question.
Harper thanks the constituents inside the meeting, shaking hands and smiling.
Hello.
Hi. Wow, that was something.
I don't disagree that there was some serious energy on that stage, but if they combined forces instead of clashing, they'd really make things happen.
Except, I really want Harper to win. So can we combine them after the vote?
Except I think by Election Day, there'll be too many hatchets to bury.
I have an idea. Harper takes Phoebe to nature camp, right? And I know they're both candidates, but they're parents first. So what if we got them to see eye to eye on that? And then maybe, who knows, they'd realize that working together is better than opposed.
Great. Go for it.
Nyla musters up courage.
I'm on it.
And gets up from her chair. Joe smiles smugly.
You're having her do the dirty work to join their forces, aren't you?
You bet.
Respect.
The Burton Park Nature Club. A squirrel walks around a tree, inspecting the area.
Are you excited for today? Yeah. Okay, here. Don't forget your bug box. Oh, and let me get you a snack.
Parker reaches into her purse.
Here's your snacks.
Hands the snacks to Phoebe.
Colin, you remembered.
Well, actually, I almost forgot, but then I was reminded about it at the debate. Good thing, because Amelia here was very excited.
Hi, Amelia. I hear a rumor that you like spiders. Well, you're just in luck because so does my daughter, Phoebe. You want to show her the ropes?
Sure. Come with me.
Phoebe motions to Amelia, who follows her off to the camp. Colin smiles.
I appreciate that.
Harper remains calm.
Amelia can be a bit shy.
So, I guess she takes after her mother.
Yeah, in a few ways. But she dealt with some mean girls at school.
Sorry to hear that. Us girls can be nasty when we want.
Really? Not you.
I only fight for what I care about.
I can see that on stage. Hey, I'm not trying to start anything. I draw the line on campaigning when I'm with my daughter.
Harper looks at Colin, impressed.
So tell me, what exactly drew you to our neighborhood?
They strolled together.
Well, after Amelia was born, we wanted to be in a family-oriented community. Burton fit the bill to a T. But you already know that, being born and raised.
You got that right. In fact, this park is where I had my first job, lifeguard at the waiting pool. Or my first college rally, my first kiss.
Oh.
Harper looks away shyly.
I'd like to know more about that.
Harper's surprised.
The rally, I mean.
Let's just say it was a learning experience.
And the other thing? Not the lifeguarding.
Sorry. I don't kiss and tell.
Harper smirks.
Oh, look at that.
The girls have already captured a bug together.
He's so blue.
It's a huge caterpillar.
Our kids are obviously hitting it off.
Mom, come look what we got. Yeah, Dad.
The parents agree and walk over. Colin hangs back.
I really can't deal with another spider in the house.
And joins them. A squirrel jumps over the branches. The girls present the caterpillar.
Ew.
And then run off.
Well, apparently the girls have cooked up this plan to come back to my place. Are you okay with Amelia coming over?
Of course. And thank you. Your daughter's been a bit of fresh air. That's what Amelia needed.
Yeah, well, mean girls can be damaging to your self-esteem. That's why I started the anti-bullying initiative.
You really are a leader, aren't you?
Are you conceding defeat?
Not a chance. Now with some real skin in the game?
Harper plays shy.
So I'll see you later for pickup. Oh, and if you see her before I do, please thank your friend, Miss Shaw, for reminding me about today. It's been great.
Colin smiles and walks away. Harper is unconvinced.
Nyla.
Daytime exterior of Harper's home.
No, I only told Colin about the nature club because I sensed that you... I mean, the girls would hit it off, and it sounds like I was right, so...
Really? Then why can't you look at me, Nyla?
Fine. I just feel like instead of the two of you fighting against one another, you could combine your energies for the greater good of the community. Mm. And that is the absolute truth, I swear.
Oh, Colin's here.
Yeah, I'll just be in there while you talk.
Okay.
Harper walks to the front door and opens it. Nyla peeks around
Colin,
the corner.
Come in. Amelia will be down in a minute.
Okay.
Cupcake?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, well, I'll just go pack Amelia up some then.
Nyla tiptoes away quickly. Harper sets the cupcakes down on the island.
Look, Harper, I know we're supposed to be rivals, which is likely my fault, but I meant what I said. Kids always come first, so can we bury the hatchet? At least when we're not debating. Because I really like our girls to be friends.
Harper is skeptical.
Are you trying to smooth things over because you see me as a political threat?
I definitely see you as a threat.
Colin pours on the charm. It works with Harper.
Amelia.
Hey. How you doing?
Good.
Is Phoebe still playing games?
Yeah.
Of course.
Amelia gets cupcakes to go.
Yeah, we ate so many cupcakes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So dinner's ruined.
I'm so sorry.
Harper is slightly embarrassed.
Thank you, Harper. Okay, so let's get going.
Colin glances back.
Bye.
Nyla avoids detection.
Got everything?
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you guys next Saturday.
Perfect, yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Harper waves and watches as they exit. Nyla approaches from around the corner.
Wow.
Harper avoids the situation.
So, you know how I said you and Colin could work together, which is still true then, but now?
What?
Harper, did you seriously not get that? I mean, how long has it been since a man flirted with you? Because I could feel the vibes from all the way over there.
The man flirts with everyone. It's part of his shtick to getting what he wants.
Maybe, but believe me, this was different.
Harper pauses awkwardly.
Well, it doesn't matter, because we're rivals. It doesn't matter whatever combining thing you're trying to do.
Harper continues cleanup.
Then how about after the election, you revisit all this and, see what happens.
I don't know. I mean, do you think he's genuinely interested in me?
Yes, of course. Harper, you know me. There was definitely a vibe.
Harper expresses some hope.
There was a vibe!
Nighttime exterior of Colin's home. He answers his phone.
Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
The latest numbers are in, and thanks to Harper, you've lost your commanding lead.
I'm still ahead, though, right?
For now. But I'm worried about that domestic you had with her on stage. You don't want to seem like a bully taking on a single mom.
It wasn't that bad.
Maybe. But we need to work on your optics again. Get another mom by your side like we tried with Harper.
You think that's necessary?
I do. Last week, so did you. You need to get serious about this race, Colin, because if you lose your seat as counselor, you might as well kiss the mayor's chair goodbye.
Colin ends the phone call and exhales in deep thought. Daytime exterior of the park. The sun shines through the trees.
I've been thinking about what you said, and you and Joe are right. Harper definitely needs to find someone to move on with. I mean, you should have heard her questioning herself yesterday. Like, she couldn't believe a man would be interested in her.
Tori places a sign.
Okay, but how do you think this is going to work? Because do you really think after she wins, or a small chance that he wins, that they're going to be all romantic? Not many men like losing. And we all know she hates
it. Hey, did you guys get all the posters up?
All done.
Good, because I got another 100 printed out. Oh. I would like you to plaster these over every poster with his face on it.
Oh. So we were just discussing how you would feel if Colin won. Do you think you'd maybe...
Oh, he has a penny now.
What?
What?
I don't see it.
Oh, yeah. The school rumor mill is buzzing. And I opened social media and saw this.
Harper holds up her phone. It's a pic of Colin and Penny.
That could be a strategic stunt.
Exactly. It's like I said, the man flirts with everyone to get what he wants. Now, let's get these posters up because there is a press op happening here later. Thanks.
Harper takes a few posters and walks off.
Did I really get it wrong?
There's only one way to find out. You play him in his own game and see how he likes it.
Harper staples in posters to a tree behind them. She defiantly strolls off to the next tree.
Good staple gun.
We should get more coffee.
Vote Harper, working together for change. Vote Colin Locke, strength and experience. Reporters approach Ronnie. Other constituents gather and chat.
So great to have you.
Penny shakes hands.
Thank you. Don't forget to vote.
She's perfect.
She's always been a very avid supporter.
Well, lucky you. She's going to sell it.
Ronnie slaps Colin on the back. Harper and Tori approach.
Ugh. Look at her.
Penny interviews.
Don't worry. You've got your ace.
Who's that?
Tori brushes off Harper's blouse.
Oh, and here he is.
Lance arrives.
Lance, thank you for doing this. The press just wants to get the candidates' thoughts on community programming, funding.
Well, I know what a great leader you'd be. So if your campaign team here thinks it would help if I show my support, then I'm all in.
Colin approaches Penny. They casually hug. He turns to the reporters.
So, great turnout.
Great.
Go get him, Tiger.
Lance and Harper approach arm in arm. Tori looks on.
Colin? Penny? Here for the press?
Harper! Oh, and Lance? This is a surprise, seeing you together.
Oh, we always did make a great team. Isn't that right, darling?
Yeah. We definitely still make a good team.
Colin is jealous.
There it is. I knew it.
Well, it was nice to meet you. Lance, we should go. Press is waiting.
Sounds good.
Penny gives a wide-eyed expression.
Hi.
Tori makes a call.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
A full moon.
Honestly, it was a brilliant idea.
If you ask me, I think it's sending the wrong message. And not just to the voters.
Lance and Harper on the porch. The kids exit the front door.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How's it going?
Oh.
They hug.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey.
How you doing, babe?
I'm gonna miss you guys.
Hey.
They hug Lance.
Can I go to Amelia's tomorrow?
Amelia?
It's Colin's daughter. I could pick her up from his place and drop her off at yours. Maybe clear a few things up with him.
Sounds good. We'll see you.
Harper smiles at the kids.
All right. Who wants ice cream?
Me.
All right, let's go.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye. Bye. I love you.
Love you too. Okay.
Lance opens the door.
One at a time. There we go.
Harper exhales deeply and turns and goes back in the house. Closing the door behind her. Interior of Colin's house. He sips on coffee at the island. Red cookware accents his black cabinets. He slowly walks over to the couch, placing his coffee on the table and taking a seat. He contemplates as he looks at his daughter's tarantula in the terrarium. He takes his phone from his pocket. A photo from the day with Harper and Lance. Colin has a realization. He makes a call.
Hey there, it's Colin Locke. Could you check on something for me? It's a divorce filing. Harper Price.
The cup and saucer on the island. Daylight breaks. Colin walks down the hallway towards the front door. He opens it to Harper.
Hey.
Hi, Colin. Is Phoebe ready?
Yeah, they're just tidying up. Come on in.
She steps in. Colin closes the door behind her. Harper smiles.
So, you and your husband, are you reuniting or...
Actually, we're just supporting one another. That's all.
Oh, really? Because that isn't exactly the message you were sending out. Although it is public record that you have filed for divorce.
Harper is offended.
Were you looking into my private affairs?
Colin pauses.
I think that's all on public display.
Well, that wasn't the only thing on display.
Well, if you and Lance are supporting one another, then good for you.
Good for you, for Penny.
Oh, well, she is,
What? Strategy again?
The girls come down the stairs.
There you are. Hi, you two.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
All right, well, we better get going, but we'll do this again soon.
Real soon.
Harper and Phoebe walk to the front door.
Why don't you get something to eat?
Colin looks back as they leave. Colin is unsure and regretful. Nighttime exterior of Harper's house.
Can you believe he actually looked into my divorce?
Well, it's politics. Nothing's sacred.
Joe joins the love club on the couch.
Was he looking just for politics, or was he maybe a bit jealous?
Please. He's not interested in my personal life like that. I think that was established when he hired Penny as his... whatever.
Gross.
Well, it was nice Lance supported you, right?
Right. Except I may have taken it a little bit too far. And I'd hate for the kids to think that...
Oh, right, no. That wasn't the point.
Joe stares at Tori.
But you were right to bring him on board. Because his support is still so important. I mean, publicly and... well, personally, too. We always still had that, even if we didn't have... Well, you know.
No. Tell us.
I don't know, it's kind of embarrassing.
Hey, it's us.
Yeah.
That's right. It's always in the vault. Mm-hmm.
You know the night of the school concert? When I told you guys that we were separating?
We'd actually pretty much been living separate lives already. And trust me, I tried so hard to make it work. But you know me. I plowed through it like I always do. Unwilling to admit that my marriage failed. That I'd failed.
Harper, you didn't fail. Sometimes these things just happen.
That must have been really hard. But you have to know that has nothing to do with your desirability.
No.
And trust me, you are one hot mama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you put the roar in woman.
She's right. Because you're not an overachiever. You're passionate and you're a leader.
Plus a mom who's also running for city council. Seriously, Harper, I'm in awe of you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, you guys. You know, I actually really do want to win this.
You?
No.
You don't.
Come on.
I thought you wanted to lose.
You?
I couldn't tell.
No.
Yes, yes. And not only to beat Colin. You know, I want my kids to know that I can do this. Because I genuinely love this community. So I'm gonna win it. Clean and honestly. The Love Club by my side.
Cheers to that.
And on that note,
the girls grab their glasses.
I think there's a little party that you should crash.
Tori passes a glass to Harper.
What do you say?
Who accepts?
Ready to roar? You can't wear that, though.
No.
Oh, I've just the thing. I do.
Colin's campaign cocktails. Glasses of champagne line the table. Ronnie grabs two glasses, pans one off and cheers. Cheese trays and charcuterie boards. The voters gather and chat while they drink and eat. Colin schmoozes.
Only way to go.
Annie stops to cheers Ronnie.
Can I get everyone's attention? Everybody?
Ronnie raises his glass.
Finally, we get to raise a glass to Colin's campaign. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
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 Colin, get up here, say a few words.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you. I just want to thank everyone for coming out. I'm not going to say much, but I just want you all to have a good time. Drink up, eat up, and let's have fun.
Whoa. What are they doing here?
Ronnie points to the door. Colin turns. The Love Club arrive, dressed to the nines. They stroll in slow motion. Colin smiles. Penny is envious. They've got everyone's attention in the room. Harper turns and casually looks Colin up and down.
Harper, ladies, are you here for a drink?
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Harper takes the champagne glass from Colin. He smiles. She hands the glass back to him, unimpressed.
Game on.
Colin is oozing charm as he smiles at Harper. She turns and walks away. The girls all follow.
Colin, what was that?
I don't know, but I'm game to play.
He smiles brightly. Colin Locke campaign office.
That was amazing. Did you guys see his face?
We sure did.
I say we all go for a drink somewhere before we go home to mummy duty.
I could definitely go for a cocktail.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
The girls strut off laughing. Exterior of Harper's home. Pamphlets and flyers are strewn over the coffee table. The Love Club gathers around the laptop.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I'm typing as fast as I can.
Oh, you spelled my name wrong again.
City Clerk's Office.
Hi, I'm Harper. I would love your support my upcoming campaign. Thank you.
Harper hands out flyers and shakes hands. The girls also campaign and put up signs in people's front yards.
Burton Park is a special community. Because to all of you, it's home.
Kids play at the Nature Club.
It's a place where our children grow and play. And where dreams are realized, because here in Burton Park, we support one another.
A father and daughter walk hand in hand.
Hi.
Harper waves to some of the voters.
And I promise to support you and the community, to preserve the special place that it is, and to make it better.
Harper and Nyla hand out pamphlets. Shake hands.
Because to me, Burton Park is also my home.
Harper continues her door-to-door.
Vote Harper. Thank you.
She delivers a sign.
And I will fight for each and every one of you to make sure that everything that needs to get done happens.
She happily smiles.
For all of you. For all of us. Thank you.
The Love Club continues their planning around the laptop.
Whoa, that was fast.
Yes, woo! We did it.
Exterior of Colin's campaign office.
And although we support one another, Lance and I are ultimately going our separate ways so that we can just focus on being the best parents that we can for our children.
Ronnie reads Harper's press release.
What do you make of that?
Colin turns and faces Ronnie.
I think she's decided to run an honest campaign. It's impressive.
Really? What side are you on?
Hey, I could appreciate a formidable opponent. Should make it more fun for you.
No.
Now I have to go take Amelia to Nature Club.
But we have votes we need to win back.
Colin exits.
Colin!
Penny gets up from her desk and approaches Ronnie.
Did you read Harper's statement?
I did. It just makes her look more sympathetic.
Well, there's got to be something in Little Miss Perfect's closet. So, shall we start digging?
We shall.
Daytime exterior of the Nature Club. The girls capture bugs. Harper watches from the distance. Colin approaches.
I read your statement.
To strategize your next move, I'm sure.
Actually, for what it's worth, I was impressed. And not just by how you took my drink.
Hey, what is this about?
Their attention turns to a sign for an applicant's proposal for a parking lot.
Did you know about this?
No, I had no idea.
They look at each other.
Honestly, the mayor must have quietly approved this plan because, believe me, there's no way I would have supported this. Amelia loves this park.
Well, what do we do now?
I'm not sure there's anything we can do.
They look back at the sign. Let us know what you think.
That park has mine and Ryan's stamp in it. They can't tear it up.
I know, I agree, but it's already been approved, so what are my options?
I think your only one is to work with Colin on this.
That's literally what I've been saying.
Harper surrenders.
Fine. But who's to say that he'll even work with me?
I will. Because I'm taking the lead on this.
Nyla stands, grabs her purse.
Get ready.
And exits.
Okay.
Okay.
Vote Colin Locke, strength and experience.
Ronnie, I have a proposal. Harper and Colin work together to save the park.
No.
Oh, no, they will. Because it's not just good for the community, but it is great for optics. For both of them.
I'm only concerned about Colin's optics, so any press on this would come out of this office if we agree.
Showing the voters that two opposing candidates are willing to work together on this proves that they mean business.
Ronnie nods in approval.
Fine, but I deal with the mayor's office on this.
Fine, and we want a joint Save the Park social media page.
Fine. Should we get this in writing?
I'm good with a handshake.
Good.
Good.
They shake hands. Nyla exits the office.
Counselor.
Shaw.
She passes Colin in the hallway.
What was that about?
Just a deal we made that you and Harper will work together to save the park.
Really?
And when you're done saving the park, I know you'll use what Penny and I found.
Ronnie hands Colin the folder containing the evidence they found incriminating Harper. She has an arrest record. Colin is torn. His conscience is eating at him. A life-size cutout of Colin. Posters on the table. Harper and Colin sit together.
So, here we are.
Yes, we are. Ready to work together on this. Mm-hmm. So, what do you got?
Okay, so I was thinking maybe a petition. I mean, unless you think it's too late for that.
No, it's never too late to get the people fired up. As long as we don't create an unruly mob, right?
Well, of course not. Oh, before I forget, my campaign team created a joint media page to show that we're working on this together, separate from our own, of course. What do you think?
Harper and Colin working for a cause together.
Except maybe we should upload a picture of the two of us so it really sends a message that we're united on this.
That's a really good idea. Okay, ready?
They pose together for a selfie. They smile.
Oh, no. Maybe another one.
Agreed.
They snap a second. Joe enters the office.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hi.
What's that?
Oh, just something I had the kids make up at school. You can make posters or whatever out of it. I'll let you two figure it out.
Joe turns to leave.
Oh, wait, before you go, could you recruit one of the ladies to get signatures for a petition?
I'm on it.
Thanks.
Joe looks back before she leaves. She notices Penny and Ronnie at the desk.
Let's see what this is.
Harper unrolls the artwork. Save our park.
That is so cute.
Yeah. I think the one with the bigger hands is me.
And I'm taller than you?
Are you?
Definitely not. No.
Joe gathers signatures.
You. So Colin and Harper were obviously flirting, but the other two...
Really?
Penny and Ronnie. Are you sure? Well, between her hair flip and the way he was looking at her, it had one of your... vibes written all over it.
Huh. Mm-hmm. But does Penny get it? Because up until now, she has only had eyes for Colin. So unless we can redirect her gaze and convince Harper that she is out of the picture, our girl won't budge.
Joe turns to her phone.
What is it?
Harper and Colin have finished getting the signatures and they're headed back to the office.
Oh, no. Don't let them go back there.
What? How?
Here.
Nyla grabs Joe's phone and texts.
This will hopefully give Penny and Ronnie some much-needed alone time.
It worked. They're reconvening at Colin's later. Good job.
Team Harper all the way.
Exterior of Colin's home. He exits the front door. He has his phone and the folder from earlier.
No, I didn't use it, Ronnie. The park's my first priority right now. Fine, maybe it is a dead end. We'll see.
Colin ends the call. He puts his phone down and opens the folder, looking at Harper's mugshot. He looks at the webpage, working for a cause together, and the selfie that they took. He smiles. A large black SUV pulls into the driveway. Colin looks over and smiles. Harper exits and walks over.
Hey.
Hey.
How'd it go with the developers?
Not good. Ronnie thinks the mayor made a deal with them.
Harper sits beside him.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, so...
That's all a little underhanded.
Well, politics can be dirty. Although I do like a good, honest fight.
Really? You?
Yeah, me.
Harper smiles.
I was a business mediator before all this. I had a group of city workers ask me to mediate a well-deserved pay raise. Man, it felt great when I got City Hall to agree. That's when I decided to run for council. And then my divorce happened. After that, I just threw myself into the whole political game, you know? Except maybe I threw myself in a bit too much.
Harper smiles and nods.
I get that.
Understandingly. She glances over shyly as Colin smiles charmingly. They both reach for their phones.
This thing's been going off all day with likes for our photo.
I know. I have more followers on here than I do my actual campaign page.
Yeah, me too, actually.
They stop and smile at each other. Harper suddenly feels slightly embarrassed.
Well, I need to send off proposals for my day job. Tomorrow? Continue the fight?
Sure, but I don't think the mayor's budging on this.
Excuse me, have you not met me? Harper makes things happen.
Of course. How could I forget? Bye, Harper.
Bye, Colin.
They share a smile. Harper stands and walks down the steps and over the driveway. Colin smiles warmly, watching her.
Hey, Joe. We got your text. What's your big idea?
Harper, you call Colin and tell him to meet us at the park. And tell him not to drink too much water.
The proposal sign.
So, what is this? Are we creating a blockade or a sit-in?
Close. You two are going to tie yourselves...
Joe places her hand on the tree. She has rope in the other one.
Fine.
I know where you're going with this, Joe, but don't you think this is a bit too radical?
Are you sure about that?
Do you want to save the park or not? Because the cavalcade has arrived.
They turn and notice the workers coming out with the chainsaws.
I'm in. Tie me up.
Joe looks to Harper.
Come on.
Fine. Okay.
The pair walk up to the tree.
Hold this.
Joe hands the rope to Harper. She begins to wrap the rope around them. The workers approach.
Okay, how long do we need to be tied like this for?
As long as it takes, and you two might want to get just a little bit closer.
Colin smiles and laughs a little. The workers begin to remove the chainsaws from their cases. Joe raises her phone.
I am documenting this. We're not scared of you.
They fire up the chainsaws. Harper is terrified. She grabs Colin's arm. He grabs her hand.
I got this all on camera.
Passersbys begin to also shoot. The workers become a little more cautious and shut down the chainsaws.
Is that it?
Colin smiles.
Did we do it? Did we stop the demolition?
I think we have. For now, at least.
Oh my God, that's a start, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
They realize they're holding hands.
It's all good.
Joe, could you...
Oh, it's my stepson calling. I really have to take this.
Joe turns and walks away, leaving them tied to the tree. Harper smiles nervously. She tugs at the rope. Colin smiles. Vote Colin Locke.
So assuming the...
Penny and Ronnie strategize. He looks at his phone.
Hey, did Colin mention this park blockade to you?
Tori and Nyla approach.
The dynamic duo we've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You two need to get this press out about the park. Work late if you have to. In fact, we'll be sending you updates all night.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've brought some fuel, some finger foods, some chocolates.
And a little something to slip into the water cooler to keep the juices flowing.
Mm-hmm. A candle to take the edge off these harsh office lights.
Nyla lights the candle as Tori turns off the lights.
Voila.
Nyla puts the candle on the table.
Great. Well, now that you're all set, we'll leave you to it. Get busy.
The girls leave the gift basket. Nyla winks at them as she leaves. Ronnie and Penny look at each other, confused.
What was that?
The fairy godmothers come bearing treats.
Ronnie grabs the basket.
What's in this basket?
I don't know, but I could use a break. So this is pretty nice. What do we got? We got...
Nyla peeks from under Tori's hair around the corner.
Joe was right. There is definitely a vibe between these two.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And there it is.
The girls turn and leave.
When the one with the visor, when he took
he was like, ready to do some damage.
I honestly didn't know if they were going to stop or just cut the tree down with us inside. Right.
Hopefully not, because I did drink too much water.
Well, thank you for putting aside our rivalry to unite on this.
Yeah.
I really hope we get it done.
About our rivalry, Ronnie found something.
Colin presents the folder.
Oh, my.
Harper takes it.
Wow. Okay.
You wanted me to use it to show that you weren't passionate but radical. And just so you know, I have no intention to do that. In fact, I think it's kind of impressive.
Well, I'd hardly call getting... arrested at a rally gone wild, impressive. I mean, it was my first organized event, and it was, well, a complete failure. So.
I don't see it that way.
don't know, it just shows again how much of a incredible leader and woman you are.
Harper is taken back by his flattery. A dark SUV pulls into the driveway.
Hey.
It's Lance.
Hey. Phoebe forgot Toto.
Of course. And
Tyler saw you on YouTube tied to a tree.
Yeah, that was me. Well, actually, that was us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I should go check on Ronnie. And I'll keep you posted if the mayor's had a change of heart. Mm-hmm. And if not, we'll sit in the bulldozer buckets, all right? So they can't break ground.
I am so in. Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks. Oh, actually, please take this.
Harper hands the folder back to Colin.
Right, good to see you, Lance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Colin walks past Lance. Harper watches. Lance smiles.
You two hardly look like rivals.
Oh, no. We definitely still are. We just see eye to eye on some things. That's all.
Harper smiles.
Well, don't fight that battle too hard. Because you deserve someone who looks at you the way that he just did.
Harper is surprised.
Thank you. And Lance, you do too.
Lance looks down and away.
All right, yeah, let's go. Let's go find Toto.
Tied to a tree? Really?
I know.
Soccer balls.
I've left the zoning commissioner 3 messages already, and he hasn't even bothered to call me back.
Joe and Harper.
Oh, well, surprise, surprise. Penny just posted that she's officially joined Colin's campaign.
I'm sure she has. And not only because of Colin.
Oh, what else is there?
Ronnie.
Seriously? No, she's had her eye on Colin since the beginning of his campaign.
Maybe, but I think she might see a little more potential in Ronnie. Just like I'm sure Colin sees you as more than a rival.
You really think so? Because Lance kind of said the same thing.
You know me. I do my due diligence. So if you have to keep fighting, do it for the votes. Because from someone who fought their feelings for years, it's never a win. Bye.
See ya.
Burton Park City Hall. Harper walks down the hallway.
Hey, what's going on?
Colin waits for her.
So I just spoke with the mayor. He's decided he doesn't want to spend his last tenure in a fight with the people over a park. So the deal with the developers is off.
So we did it.
Yes, we did.
They share a huge hug.
Sorry. I just got excited.
Harper smiles.
Don't be.
Candidates, a picture together?
Why not? Because we did just save a park.
They throw their arms around each other. The photographer snaps a few shots. Exterior of Harper's.
Congrats to our very own superwoman who makes things happen.
The Love Club cheers.
Thank you. Thank you. But I can't take all the credit. Because, of course, there's you three. And Colin. So he really gave it his all.
For you?
No, not for me. For the community. But I'll take it.
Wait, what was that?
Does that mean that maybe... Maybe a little bit of that lock charm is working.
Oh.
So after the vote, I might just...
Harper picks up her phone. It's not good news.
Are you kidding me?
What is it?
The girls listen.
I mean, the mayor just released a statement how Colin Locke saved the park.
She hands over the phone.
Oh, I'm sure that's just a spin.
Harper isn't buying it.
And he's backing the candidate who makes things happen, Colin.
Harper shakes her head.
That still doesn't mean that he...
Joe, enough. Hey, I'm done. All right, this time you're wrong. Because it's obvious that he just used me to get into the mayor's office, and it worked. And he got his endorsement. It's fine. Because you know me. I will be right as rain. Really, because I have my kids, their supportive father, and the 3 of you. The best friends and campaign team like I could ask for.
Well, then here's to us. Team Harper.
Tori walks to the other side of the island.
Team Love Club.
And the girls join her and all hug Harper.
But can we go egg his house?
Yes.
Yes. Let's take my charger.
Yeah.
And toilet paper. Perfect getaway car.
Exterior of Colin's office.
So can you just take this, make sure everybody else gets a copy, and then send it over there?
Colin approaches Ronnie.
Why is the mayor backing me?
Isn't that great?
No, it's not great. He made it seem like I'm the only one behind this whole park initiative.
So that you win that election tomorrow. Because if you do, he'll back you for mayor. And once you are, I told him that you throw your weight behind his bid for premier. See? Everyone wins.
No, it's not a win. Because I want more than that. I want...
What? Harper? Look, I see it. I just don't want you to give up everything for it.
What would I give up, Ronnie? Because even if I win, without the rest of it, I'm not sure I have anything at all.
Ronnie struggles to speak. Nighttime exterior of Colin's home. He sits on his couch. Harper sits on her couch as her phone begins to ring. She picks the phone up off the table. It's Colin. She puts the phone back down and sits back on the couch. Colin puts his phone down, falling back on his couch.
Looks like it's just me and you, Spidey.
The tarantula in the terrarium.
The next 15 years.
Daytime exterior of the Assembly Hall, City of Burton
it's
Park.
Day for
the
Burton
constituents
Park.
Are lined up
Get
down the stairs.
The exit polls are
they hold their votes in their hands. People file past the busy line. Posters for both candidates line the walls.
Love Club, we need to get to Colin now.
Burton Park elections. Voters cast their ballots. Colin stands looking out his window. He turns. He slowly paces the room. The Love Club approaches. Joe grabs his cue card.
What are you doing? That's my speech.
Forget about all that. Because you don't need those. Because you are going to speak from here.
Nyla touches his chest.
Okay. Sorry about our friend here. That's just how we greet new people. I think he gets the point, babe.
Actually, I could use a little more clarity.
He's genuinely curious.
We know you didn't steal Harper's thunder this time. But she doesn't feel like she can trust you.
So you have to show her that how you feel about her has nothing to do with all this.
Ronnie approaches from behind.
What if I tell her that it was me and not Colin? Because that's the truth. And the polls are closed, so it shouldn't affect the results. Not that one, at least.
The girls contemplate.
No, this is my campaign. And I need to take responsibility for it.
Colin looks to the girls, who part to make way. Colin steps past them. The girls follow, as does Ronnie. The voters are gathered in the hall.
Could I have your attention, please? The results of the vote are in.
Joe stands at the podium with the candidates on either side.
So without further ado,
Joe opens the envelope.
Burton Park's newest city councilor is...
The crowd awaits anxiously. Colin looks at Harper.
Harper Price.
Harper hugs Joe. Colin smiles. Harper takes the podium. She smiles wide.
Thank you, everyone, for all your faithful support in me. I promise to continue to make this community the best it can be. For you, your families, and all the future generations to come. I love you all. Thank you.
She runs over and hugs Joe once again. And Tori and Nyla. Penny and Ronnie join Colin. Ronnie whispers something to Colin and nods. The Love Club hugs. Colin approaches the podium.
Excuse me, may I have your attention, please?
He looks over at Harper.
First, I'd like to congratulate my fellow candidate, Harper Price. She ran a remarkable campaign. It's funny I had a concession speech written, but I seem to have misplaced it. But that's all right, because what I have to say can't be put on a cue card. You see, years ago I threw myself into politics as a way to escape, and I did. Except I did such a good job of it that all I ended up caring about was the win. So much so, I took credit where credit wasn't due. And that person who deserved it came along and showed me that a win is nothing if it comes at the expense of hurting those you care about. And I do care. Very much. Heck, I'm crazy about her. Just like all of you are. And I'd be happy to concede to her. Every day of my life.
Harper looks to Colin. And then to the Love Club. Colin walks around the podium and extends his hand. Harper grabs it.
Congratulations, Harper.
They shake.
You deserve this one.
Damn you and your political charm.
Harper slides in and kisses Colin. Penny and Ronnie hug. The Love Club cheers on.
You know, I'm still going after the mayor's office.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
They kiss again. Balloons begin to fill the stage. The couple wave at the voters, many swinging their orange flags for Parker. End credits roll.